الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. As such, we should praise Him and seek His help, seek His forgiveness, and seek refuge in Him from the evil which is within ourselves and the evil which results from our deeds. For whomsoever Allah has guided, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah has allowed to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah.
Islamic schools, whatever, then we give.
Inna ahsan al-hadith kitabullah.
We seek.
The best form of speech is the book of Allah.
We can give.
Wa inna khayru hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best form of guidance is that which was brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the worst of affairs are the innovations in religion. وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. And every innovation in religion is a cursed innovation. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And all cursed innovations are a source of misguidance.
Our lives on the Akhirah. Because
brothers and sisters,
that sadaqah does not decrease.
Today I would like to remind myself and yourself about why we are here.
Because we are focused on the dunya.
Most of us have emigrated,
but if we are focused on the akhirah,
to Canada,
we know that sadaqah increases
for reasons of the dunya. And this life,
sisters,
survival,
use the opportunities
and success
placed before us,
tends to blind us to the realities of this world.
Take benefit of the,
we need to be reminded
that we have been blessed with
of
here.
What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this world, and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has elaborated.
We're not dead. We're not being taken
to keep
the grave.
This life in
as
perspective.
Long as we're alive, this was to correct our situation.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra,
forgiveness from
من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. Whoever desires the quick passing enjoyment of this world, I will grant what I will of it for whomsoever I wish.
On the life to come, and to remove from our hearts without
if
effort,
this world is what we desire,
undying
no matter how hard we strive for it, we will only get what Allah wishes to give us, what has been written for us. And if this is our focus, then Allah goes on to say, ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. Then afterwards, I have appointed hell for him. He will burn therein disgraced and rejected. This is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we make this world, the things of this world, our goal, our focus, then in the next world, all we will have, all we will find, is hell. Because we have become blinded by the glitter and the glamour of this world. As Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those who have disbelieved, this world is very attractive and very beautiful for them. وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And it leads them to laugh at and to scorn those who believe. Because those who believe are not blinded and fooled by the glitter and the glamour of this life. So they don't try to gather as much of it as they can around themselves. So they lead simple lives. But those who this life has become the goal, they look at the believers and they scorn them. They don't have a nice car like what I have. They don't have a nice house like what I have. They don't have a good job like what I have. They don't have the money that I have to enjoy. But Allah describes those who have these feelings, those who look at the believers in scorn, as disbelievers. And this is why he said they would have the hellfire in the next life. Instead, Allah goes on to say in Surah Al-Isra, مَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. But whoever desires the hereafter and strives for it with the necessary effort while he or she is a believer, then such, the striving of such will be appreciated by Allah. This is Allah's recommendation to us, to make the Akhirah our goal. That this is what we are ultimately striving for. That whatever we have to do with this life, we keep it in the context of this goal. We don't allow this world, because we have to live in it, to blind us to the point where we lose track of the goal of the next life. In Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit, collected by Ibn Majah and authenticated, he said, whoever sets this world as his goal, Allah will confuse his affairs, place poverty between his eyes, and nothing will come to him from the world except what Allah has written for him. Whoever sets this world as his goal, Allah will confuse his affairs. He will never find peace of mind and of heart. No matter what he has of this world, he will always be seeking more. He will always feel fear of its loss. So the Prophet ﷺ said Allah would place poverty between his eyes. Though he has all of this world, he will feel a fear of poverty. Any loss will drive him into a state of despair. I read in the newspaper, or in the magazine, Time magazine, that in Japan, one of the richest of the industrialized countries, there is some 36,000 people who commit suicide every year. I mean, this last year, 98, the number reached 36,000, and this was a 35% increase over the number the previous year. This is Japan. What the numbers are for America, I don't know, but I'm sure it is a lot greater than that. And these are people in the highly industrialized, rich societies. Whenever the stock market crashes, we find people jumping out of windows. I remember reading an article of a man. He had lost 5 million on the stock market. 5 million. He had 8 million and he lost 5 million, meaning he had gone down to 3 million, and he jumped out of the window and killed himself. Most of us would be happy to have 1 million. He was killing himself because his money decreased to 3. Why? Because poverty was between his eyes. He couldn't see. The 3 million didn't mean anything to him. It was poverty, loss. That loss was just so tragic. It led him to kill himself. This is the case of all who make this world their goal. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, nothing will come to him except what Allah has written for him in the end. Yes, we have to strive. We're not to say that we go to sleep and say, well, whatever Allah has written for me is going to come to me. So there's no real need for me to strive. But that striving should not overwhelm all of my efforts, so everything is focused on the striving for this world. There's a very famous verse which is commonly quoted. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكُ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Seek in whatever Allah has bestowed on you the home of the hereafter. And don't forget your portion of legal enjoyment in this world. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. What has happened to most of us is that our whole focus is the nasib min ad-dunya, our portion of this world. The first part of the verse has been forgotten, where Allah tells us, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكُ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ. Seek in what Allah has given us the next life. Whatever Allah has given us here is a means to earn for ourselves in the next life. But we don't forget our responsibility in this life to take from it what is halal. But we have turned this around, unfortunately, and seeking from this life becomes our focus. And what happens with that is that we forget the next life. The Prophet ﷺ went on to say in that hadith reported by Zayd ibn Thabit, whoever sets the hereafter as his goal, Allah will gather his affairs for him, give him richness of heart, and the world will come to him grudgingly and submissively. Whoever sets the hereafter as his goal, Allah will gather his affairs for him and give him richness of heart. His affairs will be gathered. Though he doesn't have much, he's not worried about the affairs of his life. Everything falls into place. You can see it falling into place. And he has inside of himself a sense of contentment. That which the richest people on the earth cannot achieve. The movie stars, the pop stars, the people who have managed to gather huge portions of wealth around themselves, yet they end up in drugs, corruption, suicide. Why? Because that richness of heart is missing. And the Prophet ﷺ had said in a hadith found in Sahih al-Bukhari, ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض. Wealth is not measured in the abundance of property. How much you own, how much you have. ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. But wealth is in wealth of the self. Finding contentment in this world. This is where our focus should be. If it is, then as the Prophet ﷺ had said, the world will come to us. We won't have to seek it. It will come and offer itself to us. We will reject what we don't want of it. It will submit itself to us. Unfortunately, we don't have the confidence in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we don't make this world a means to the next. We have made it our goal. As Allah warned us, Al-Haqum al-Takathur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir. This gathering of the things of this world will continue to delude us until we reach the grave. This is when we finally wake up. The Quran, the Sunnah, is there to remind us, to wake us up before that point. Prophet Muhammad had said in a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, also collected by Ibn Majah, Allah says, this is a hadith Qudsi, O son of Adam, devote yourself to worshipping me, and I will fill your heart with richness and remove your poverty. If you do not do this, I will fill your heart with worries and distraction and will not remove your poverty. O son of Adam, devote yourself to worshipping me. وَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. There is no vacation for Muslims, for the believers. There is no vacation from Islam, from worshipping Allah. Because the hereafter is our goal, then everything in this world we turn into a means and a way of achieving that goal. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said with regards to the believers, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, indeed my worship, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of all the worlds. It means that this life becomes a source of worship for ourselves. We take no holidays. Holidays are a part of the philosophy of the material life. The materialist culture, Western civilization, which promotes the idea of the holiday. It is not in the Islamic vocabulary. Prophet ﷺ warned us about it. About thinking that faragh, this period of lack of activity, you're finished doing whatever you're doing, to take it as being a time now for enjoyment wherein you don't have to think about Allah and worship and these kind of things. You relax, you take a break. There is no taking of breaks. Prophet Muhammad said there are two things about which people are deluded. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Good health and spare time. We think that our health will always be there, and we think that we will always have time to do what we know we should be doing. But for those who have made the Akhirah their goal, then they know that they cannot afford to let any moment go. Because every moment is either in our favor, or it is a wasted moment which we cannot return and utilize later, or it is a moment of evil which will come back to us in the life to come. So my brothers and sisters, let us reflect on our purposes here. We have made hijrah, most of us, from the land of Muslims, to the land of the kuffar. Something which the scholars of the Muslim Ummah have unanimously declared to be haram. Haram. Unless there is a Sharia principle justifying our hijrah. And I'm sure that if we look into the lives of most of ourselves, most of us who have found ourselves here, there is no Sharia justification for our presence here. We are here for a piece of the pie. The pie. The Canadian pie. A good life. Life back home was not so pleasant. So we came here to make life better for ourselves. So we came here for the dunya. The dunya was our focus. And in the process, many of us have destroyed our families. We have destroyed our families. Our children growing up, most of them in the schools of the system, being exposed to the corruption of this system, lost. This is the price we're paying. Forgetting, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِ. Each and every one of you is a shepherd responsible for his flock. And Allah will ask us on the Day of Judgment about our children. About this hijrah that we made for the dunya, and in the process we lost our families. We destroyed our families. We have to reassess our presence here and try to bring it in some kind of focus that it can benefit us in the akhirah. Okay, we are here now. What to do? Most of us cannot say, okay, tomorrow we'll go back home. We've got roots that have sunk so deep into the ground here that there's no way of uprooting them. So what do we do? We have to make the akhirah our goal. Let's try to turn it around and make this presence here pleasing to Allah. Make the necessary sacrifices of the things of the dunya that we have accumulated for the sake of the akhirah. If we do not, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا. Allah has promised us that we will be in hell in the next life. It's a very serious situation to be in, and we need to correct it now. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise due to Allah and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Messenger of Allah, guide me to a deed which would cause Allah and the people to love me. This is something we all desire, that people around us would love us, and that Allah would also love us in the same, at the same time. The Prophet ﷺ said, اذهب في الدنيا يحبك الله. Give up the worldly pleasures and Allah will love you. Just take what you need. نصيبك من الدنيا. واذهب فيما في أيدي الناس يحبوك. And give up your desire for what people possess and they will love you. The Prophet had also said in a hadith collected by Ahmed and authenticated, beware of leading a life of ease and comfort, for surely the true slaves of Allah are not those who live in ease and comfort. This doesn't mean that we seek to make our lives uncomfortable, but that we don't make all of our efforts towards establishing ease and comfort for ourselves. Again, not being focused on the things of this world. We need to utilize what Allah has blessed us in a way which is pleasing to Him. When we're called upon to make sacrifices, giving from the wealth that Allah has given us for the sake of Islamic Center, for Islamic schools, whatever, then we give. We volunteer. We seek opportunities and ways by which we can give so that our wealth will be blessed. We don't fear every time somebody is going to come around with a collection bag. We try to avoid him. We don't avoid the gatherings where we know it's a fundraiser. We don't want to give anymore. No. These are all opportunities by which we can refocus our lives on the Akhirah. Because Prophet ﷺ had said that sadaqah does not decrease wealth. Sadaqah does not decrease wealth. We see it that way. Because we are focused on the dunya. But if we are focused on the akhirah, we know that sadaqah increases wealth. So my brothers and sisters, let us use the opportunities which Allah has placed before us to take benefit of the things of this world, take benefit of the economic well-being that we have been blessed with here, though our hijra is a cursed hijra which was displeasing to Allah in most cases. Let's turn it around. We have a chance. We're not dead. We're not being taken to the grave. We're still alive. As long as we're alive, there's a chance for us to correct our situations and to gain forgiveness from Allah. Not just in words, astaghfirullah, but in actions, by making the necessary sacrifices. Yes, Allah will forgive us. That is His promise. And I ask Allah to put it in all of our hearts, to refocus ourselves on the life to come, and to remove from our hearts, with our efforts, this undying love for this world. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا